and
Tracy.
We just took out a second mortgage on our
summer home in Nantucket.
So we're looking to get a little help this evening.
Second mortgages are ridiculous.
I mean, if we could just get $5 or $10.
Eventually, when you ride the train enough, you start to see some of the same people with the same shtick over and over again, and you start to say, okay, wait a minute, what's actually going on here? I mean, didn't you say that you needed to catch the train up to Albany last January when you didn't have any money left for your father's cancer treatment, and now the same thing is happening again? I was shocked it went viral. I had no clue. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about marketing. I've been moving into writing and production, trying to make more of my own stuff instead of waiting to get cast, and I'm having a blast doing it. I was working on Capitol Hill for about 6 years before I decided to just hang it up. I got sick of it. I'm sitting behind a desk all day, and I see the sun come up outside, and it goes down. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I'm just pushing papers around. So I wanted to get out and actually, you know, make something and be outside and do what I enjoy. I decided, why not just go for it? I don't want to wake up and be 70 and regret not having given this a try. And I've given it a try, and it's fun, and I'm glad I did. No regrets. Usually I go out for more comedy-oriented stuff. That's my bread and butter. I've done drama. I've done theater stuff. I was on a recurring role in a Nickelodeon show this last year. I had a couple lines in the new Bourne movie, which was last summer. That was a neat gig. I have a side job where I'm a tour guide. I'm one of the guys on the buses, you know, that's on the microphone. Hey, that's over there, that's over there. And it's great. And that's how I make ends meet. And then combined with the acting gigs, I bring it all together. And I'm doing fine. Now, if I'd like to have a family, which I would like to have a family and wife and kids, I can't do it like this. I have no clue where I find my inspiration because it's not an everyday thing. It's not like I wake up every day with 18 great ideas. It happens once in a blue moon. I think part of the inspiration is just part of my drive because I don't ever want to go back to working behind a desk ever again in my life. So, you know, when I see actors saying, oh, acting is so hard and oh, woe is me, I'm like, dude, you are getting paid to clown around. People are paying you to goof off in front of a camera and be an attention whore. You can edit that part out if you want. I'm sorry, but that's what it is.